Purple and pink. Just all too recently, my mother died. You would have enjoyed knowing her. She was, among many other delightful things, a fiddler, a non-musical fiddler, someone who fiddles around, doing things that are very important to the fiddler, but of almost no importance to anyone else. After knowing Mother for 55 years, I've come to understand and appreciate fiddlers, and indeed, I've become a fiddler myself. When she was alone, Mother loved nothing better than to fiddle around in the yard, talking to her flowers and plants, chatting merrily with any animals that happened to stray into her line of vision, and exchanging pleasantries with folks who caught her eye. She would trim, dig, plant, rearrange, fondle, dust, and wash anything at all she came in contact with in her yard. On days when she couldn't get outside, Mother would fiddle around inside the house, doing much the same things that she did outside, except that when housebound, she would write notes and letters and cards. Much of the time, these notes and letters and cards, jotted down on any scrap or pad that presented a paper surface, would be addressed to herself. Notes about things she needed to do. Notes about her feelings of happiness or anger and frustration. Notes about things she hoped other people would do. Notes about her hopes. Notes about her small despairs. Other notes would be left around the house and inside just about anything. And they would be notes about what she would like to do in the future, or notes that she hoped her family would read someday, or notes describing things she did not want our family to forget. She left notes on the backs of hanging pictures and photographs so that we would not forget who and what they were all about. And she never abandoned her firm belief that each and every note, each and every scrap of paper, was just as precious as all the wonderful stuff she accumulated over an 83-year period. Mother never willingly threw anything away, much to the joy of some of her children, much to the horror of some of her children. Mother's home was a time capsule, and she always hoped that somebody would come along and appreciate each and every bit of paper and odds and ends as much as she had appreciated them. So, not too long ago, we five brothers and sisters gathered at our childhood home and began unsealing Mother's time capsule. We spent our brief hours enjoying and reminiscing and mourning and remembering the one and only greatest fiddler of all time. Soon after Mother's funeral, I dragged myself out of the front door of our house in the middle of winter and made my way halfway down the sidewalk before I realized that for no reason at all, our lone Japanese magnolia tree had pink and white and purple blossomed itself into full beauty. A fiddling tree that seemed infused with the sweetness of Mother's soul. Purple and pink were Mother's favorite colors, you know. Thanks for another note, Ma.